Well, it's Thursday night, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I gave the refresh symbol there for everyone in the chat room, and I've already got a few callers lining up here on Buzzard's Row. And hey, Chuck, you know what that sound is? Chuck, what's that sound? This sound right here.
Sounds like an air bubble or something. I don't know.
That was Chuck holding my head underwater while I was trying to save his camera after I flipped over my turtle to Cuda.
Well, did
you hear that? Chuck, let me up, man.
my knee wasn't in the middle of your back though, so that's good.
Chuck, don't tell me your Canon took a. No, sir.
It was in the Yeti cooler. However, it was not quite completely secured and latched, and I was able to save the cooler as Chip was falling in the water. So everything is okay with the camera. Chip got wet. Camera was safe. Mission accomplished.
There you go. Right.
Oh, the lens, the bazooka lens. Did it make it too?
No. That wasn't there. No, that was.
Yeah,
there.
You didn't have that.
Oh,
one.
Oh, by the way, the it was. Operator error, Bill. The that lens does auto zoom, so, or auto focus, I should say.
Yeah, I forgot to show you the switch on that. I usually kept it in manual.
Yeah, I figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, with a lens like that, though, the VR is what you want, the vibration reduction, which would probably double the price of that lens. So.
Yeah. So, you got a good picture of the sun there, man. You got to watch that, though. It'll burn your eye if you try to focus too long. Let me say hey to the folks in the chat room there. We got Benita Bob, Old Bill joining us there, and Salt Warrior Russ from Venice, and Scuba Stan from Chucktown. So, all right, welcome aboard. And we got another caller here. Area code 978. You're on Kayak Fishing Radio. Who do we have?
Can you hear me, Chip? It's Greg.
Greg Crisp?
Yep, Greg Crisp. Sorry about that.
The Hammerhead.
I'm driving, so I don't know how my reception is.
Okay. Yeah, it's not too bad, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Working late, so just got off work. So.
Okay. All right.
Calling to hear you guys.
All right. Well, we'll stick you on mute there so we don't get the road noise. But if you want to say something, man, press the 1 button and you'll push the little symbol up for me, okay?
Will do.
All right, man. Talk to you in a bit. So, all right. Let's see. I got a few things on the list here I want to talk about tonight. So, kind of give you a quick rundown there with the little, yeah. I'm not really made for a Jackson Cuda. Nice kayak as it is, however, when you have a big head and you look over the side of that thing, it just rolls right over and drops you off. So. The clone, however, jumped right up on that sucker and stood up and started paddling around like he was a gondolier or something. Nice boats, though. Really nice. It was a pleasure to play with them there, Chuck, and thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
So, and I kind of like that color that you got there, man. That what is that, the wasp or the bee or something like that?
Yellow jacket.
Yellow jacket, that's right, the yellow jacket. So that's cool. And that other one, that color kind of, that gray color, it's kind of a battleship color.
Yeah, they call it slate.
Slate? Okay.
Yep.
I'm not much for fashion, man, but it looks like a little battleship. And Lozier seemed to, you know, he just got right on it. Of course, you know, he doesn't have the giant cranium that I do. So, but we had a great time this past weekend. If you haven't checked it out, Haywood put up a real nice little write-up on yakangler.com. Check it out. It's the mini doggle. And, again, some great pictures there. Nice job, Haywood. You also got you got another one, right, that you're going to put together for the Blade? You doing some kind of original thing for them?
I'm working on it, yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on another one, but yeah, for that area I'm working on, but I think I'm going to have to go back over there and fish one more time with Chuck.
Oh, damn.
Come on.
Darn. Well, let us know, and we'll have to drag it on down there again, man. Golly, just...
Yeah, I know, it's...
Jeez, that's tough, man.
Sucks.
So, you know, I was going through my little notebook for the past year. You know, everybody had their little, you know, my year in review kind of thing. And so I went to Google, and I started putting in, like, I got my house, right? And they said, okay, well, we went to Cedar Key. Oh, we went to Cedar Key twice. So we went to the house, to Cedar Key, back to the house, back to Cedar Key. And then I went over, oh, man, we went over to Pensacola. Okay, we went over there and we kayak fished. And then we went down to the Goon. Well, we went to Little Talbot, and then we went down to the Goon, and we went back to Little Talbot, and then we went back home. But then we went down to the Goon twice this past year. And then we went over to Chucktown, and then we went to Brunswick and we fished there. We went to Savannah one time and fished there. And I'm racking up some mileage, dude. I got like over 8,000 miles traveled in 2011 to go fishing. That's almost like working for you, Haywood. I mean, you're the driving guy, but, so, yeah, that was cool, yeah. Like, you know, looking around at some spots that we had gone fishing and stuff, and certainly always a pleasure to get down there with Chuck and the guys. And so Saturday we fished with Haywood and Mr. Becker, who's down there on the line. Right, you got any comments there, Mr. Becker? You're off mute. I don't think he hears us.
I was off mute by your end. I just had to off mute on my end.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right, well, if you're going to...
No, it was a good time. It was a good time. We ran into a tiny smidge of wind.
Just a bit.
You know, the theme from Gilligan's Island kept running through my mind while we were paddling across there and on the three-hour tour. But it was a good time with good folks. Glad to see some fish caught. And like Bill says, we've definitely got to get back there to try and stir up a little bit of action.
I know, that's gonna mess us up, right? I'm going to do that again. Doggone it. I'll have to try it again. So, and Hammerhead, I'm going to put you live. You can put yourself on mute. You can speak up if you want to. Just yell at us, all right? So you guys are both live. You and Becker are live. But, yeah, it was cool. And then Sunday we fished with Lozier and Chuck. We do have the serious case of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Clone here at the house because he didn't wear a billed cap all weekend. So his nose is shiny red from being out there in the sun and the wind. The wind can burn you. And the chapped lips.
That cold wind can burn you.
Yeah, man. Wind burn. Terrible
that
thing.
That cold Saturday wind.
That's right. Cold
yeah, I think
Saturday.
We were all kind of red-faced sitting around the grits and shrimp table that night.
Yeah, we got to find a little bit better place for shrimp and grits, though. I mean, Dixie Crossroads is nice, but I want something a little more with a little roux over the top of the grits and, you know, with the shrimp already in there and stuff.
You'll have to come down to lot number 33 during the boondoggle.
Dude, I got a 10-pound bag of grits that I already got in my pack up, man. We're bringing down.
Bring it on down.
Yeah, and I know that Russ is in the chat room, and he's already said he's bringing some boudin, maybe some houdat sausage. So a little boudin and put that in there, too. Saute that with your shrimp. Put it on top of the grits with a little roux. Mm. That's what eating is all about. Plus, we got the crustaceans that will be in season there.
Yep.
The stone crab. Okay, so switching gears. The boondoggle, which we just kind of alluded to there. February 17th. That's you only got 4 weekends between now and then to get your acts together and find a place. And I think, Chuck, you had just reserved your place there. Chuck's going to join us with his wife and maybe a buddy or two. But you said there was only one rental left available along with a couple of tent sites? Is that what Linda told you?
Two rental units available, and I believe 3 or 4 kayak spots left, and that's it.
Okay. So if you're thinking about joining us, you need to go to yakangler.com/boondoggle or kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle and get the info. It's Chokoloski Island Park. Talk to the nice lady Linda there, and she'll get you set up. If not, there's some accommodations to be had just up the road in Everglades City. So throwing it out to Buzzard's Roost there, and you guys listening into in the chat room. Yeah, Russ just said I'm going to bring in my pups. I think we will be bringing the Jack Russell Terrorist along, but I don't think we don't bring the old dog anywhere. I don't know if we'll bring the red dog. he gets car sick. But anyways, my wife in her job, she just came back from, she was down a 2-day conference down south of here. But she has some network relationships with the superintendent of the Gray Cypress Park and the Everglades National Park down there. I wonder, would anyone be interested in having one of their folks, like a biologist or somebody like that, meeting us on Friday evening or Saturday evening to talk about whatever, the ecology of the system. Anybody interested in that kind of thing?
Sure, if you can get them to talk.
If we can get them to talk.
Well, some of those biologists, they'll be a biologist. There usually is one there that takes surveys on what you catch. Mm-hmm. And I've asked the one guy that I know here in the Tampa area, I've known Billy for years, I've asked him to come on the show and talk about it, but he can't. He's not allowed. So, I don't know, maybe it's different down there, but...
Yeah. I know for a couple of the events that we've done with Georgia Kayak Fishing, like up on Lake Lanier or over on the coast, that we've asked the Georgia DNR to show up with a person, and they've actually been very accommodating as far as talking about the species that are there and stuff like that, you know, what kind of counts they've got when they do the shocking and stuff like that. So,
yeah, they might have a person here that, you know, does that, but it's not my friend Billy, so he can't officially speak. You know, so I don't know, maybe down there they have somebody different too, you know.
Right. So yeah, I'll have her check it out. There's a couple of folks saying in there. Looks like Snake Girl there. She's like, she wants to hear the biologist, so yeah, and tell her where the pythons are too. That's she'd be out there wrestling with gators and all the pythons and stuff. Just show everybody the picture when she's feeding the cobra there. It's crazy, man. But, okay, so we'll see what we can do there Friday night or Saturday night or whatever. Just stop by and say hey kind of thing. What else? In an upcoming show, we'll be going over some lure selection and colors. You know, I got a couple of hoagie lures. Anybody ever use hoagies?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that you, Chuck?
Yeah. Use them all the time.
Yeah?
Hammerhead, too. Use them a lot up here for stripers.
Yeah, I saw when I was on the hoagie thing, I saw Slappy there, a couple of articles that they had in there about the hoagies. And they had some, you go to their website there, and they had this like a crawfish or a lobster type bait. And I was looking at it online, you know, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Because I got some little crawfish, you know, little yum baits that look like crawdads. And then I clicked on to see the video of it. And this damn thing is as big as your hand. It's a huge bait. And along with the flounder imitator, too. They have a flounder bait that you rig like a drop shot type thing. And that looks sick, man. But that sucker those hoagies look pretty good, though. I might have to get me a couple of bags of those things and give them a shot. And so we'll talk about some color selection and stuff like that here in an upcoming show. We've got some folks coming in from some folks have contacted me and they're going to come down, but they need some kayaks. So I don't know, Bill, do you know of anybody that rents them down there, or if somebody's got an extra one? I'm going to bring my I'm going to throw the Cobra Fishing Dive on the roof and maybe another one that I've got in the backyard there. Knock off some of the cobwebs, get the Black Widows out of the rod holders, and bring them down for
folks. There used to be a guy right there that did eco tours and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if that guy is there anymore. I know. I don't know if Chuck Wright will rent you a kayak.
Mm-hmm.
He might. I'll find out though. I'll put that on my list of stuff to check on.
Or, you know, if somebody needs a rental, or if somebody's got an extra one that they can bring, like I said, I'm gonna throw all of mine on the Jeep there. Hello, Rob. Welcome aboard.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Just saw you pop in there.
Yeah, what's going on tonight?
We just went over a little recap, and we're just talking about some boondoggle stuff here, man. We only have four weekends left to get ready.
Yeah, I know. I'm already getting my stuff together.
Got it all laid out, ready to go?
Yeah, because I haven't gotten my camping stuff out for a while, so I need to... It takes me a while, you know, after you go through the... Oh! What's the story with campfire wood?
What do you mean campfire
wood? Are we going to have enough, or do we need it?
Yeah. It's pretty tight down there, so I think they have like a barbecue pit kind of thing.
Right.
Somebody chime in that's been down there, Bill or
they
Bob.
Have a, they have a, what you call it, one of those little portable deals on the patio thing that they've got, the overhang, and it's, you know, it's one of those portable little cage deals.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's extremely tight, so there's no campfires.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that you could have one, but it had to be, like, in a fire pit or something like that, you know, like one of your portable fire pits.
Mm.
Yeah, I think if you have a portable one, then you could, you know, you can make a small fire, but you ain't going to be making no, you know, big bonfire or anything like that there.
Yeah.
Let me say hi to another caller there. Nate, how are you, man?
How's it going, Chip?
All right. Where are you traveling to tonight, man?
Well, I'm headed over to pick up a couple of antique J3 Piper Cubs, and I'm going to take those down to Dallas, and then get a load of four Ford Transit vans and come home.
Hmm. I might lose one of those cubs on my way down there. If you want to drop one off, it's just south of Atlanta.
Yeah, they're both basket cases. So I would love to have one, but I've got enough airplane parts in the barn that I have yet to put together. I don't need more.
Oh man, they're never a basket case. They can always.
I actually haven't seen these yet. They're in crates, and I'm just going to load the crates and tie them down. so I haven't seen them in what condition they're in.
Yeah.
Usually I'll help guys if guys are not familiar with transporting airplanes, I'll help them kind of trade them up, and then I've got some plywood wing jigs with some carpeting and stuff so that nothing gets torn up. But
you've done it
these
before.
Are already crated. I just have to drag them on with my winch and head out of here.
All right, man. Glad to have you aboard. Mr. Becker was piping in there. You could drop you off at his house, right, Craig? He's reaching for the mute button there.
I had a barn to put him in, but I definitely would be okay with that.
All right. Okay. All right, so new subject. I keep looking for, like, you know, some kind of, you know, transition music. That doesn't work. But we discussed kind of a concept this weekend, and at least me and Mr. Bird did. Been running back and forth through my brain since that point. And I'm thinking about starting a new program where I want to get the kids involved, okay? I mean, you know, the clone, he sits in here sometimes and listens to what's going on, or logs in on his computer and listens to what's going on. But I want to start a thing called KFR Kids. And I've looked into it. I've got I'm not going to give out the number yet, but we do have a number that you can call and the kids can give a fishing report or something like that. And, you know, like a 3 to 5 minute, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minute report on the call. And then we'll contact them and their parents, make sure it's okay to put it online. And then we're working up, and I'm looking for a sponsor for some KFR Kid T-shirts. So when a kid calls in on his first time and gives a fishing report, they'll get a KFR Kid T-shirt. So what do you guys think about that?
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah?
It's all about getting the kids involved.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and some of the other fraternal organizations or whatever that I've been involved with in the past, it all seems like it's a bunch of old dudes sitting around doing it, you know, just like flight clubs and things like that. And it's not, and the idea is, if you don't foster that growth and all with the youth of your organization or your sport, you're never gonna get, you know, that continuation, you know, that continuity in the sport and stuff like that. So I don't know. Anybody think of any drawbacks to, I mean, you know, we want to keep it legal, and I know that age 13 for kids being on the internet, that kind of thing, so it all have to be done where they can call and submit their report, or, you know, they could do it on anything. They could report on a species of fish or a fishing trip they went on or something like that, but then we'll have to contact your parents and make sure it's cool that we put on the air, that kind of thing. Anybody think of any other pros and cons?
Oh, it sounds like a good idea to me, Chip.
Yeah?
Yep.
So Riley would be out for a KFR Kids T-shirt or a hat or something like that?
Oh, yeah. He listens in once in a while when I'm listening in. And all hell, right before Christmas, he was listening to Rob's show and heard about the Yak Gear contest and ended up winning second place and got a $50 gift card for that. So,
very cool.
You know, he'd be all for it.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a Skype number that I have set up for Kayak Fishing Radio, and I called it today, you know, and just kind of rambled on and on and on, and it easily recorded for 5 minutes. So, and I don't think, you know, there would be much. Of course, I know that once you get the clone going, you can shut him up. But, you know, they could prepare like a little thing, you know, or they could do like a little interview. I've, you know, when I sent a couple of the guys already a link to KFR Kids. We have a Dropbox online that you can upload files to. So, if, I think, you know, maybe Mark and Adam might be interested in doing like a Yak Angler's Kit if a kid wanted to do actually an article or something like that. I think it would be interested. But I think we need to do something more to bring the kids in and participate in the sport. We try to keep it G-rated on here. We just don't need the kids in the chat room when it gets raunchy. But I don't know. We'll give it a try here and see what goes on. We'll kind of work out through some of the bugs and stuff like that. We've got a couple of first runs that we can try with, maybe with Hammerhead, with Riley there, and maybe with Robert, with Mr. Becker, and kind of give it a shot and see what happens, see how it works out. And maybe I can find a sponsor to put some T-shirts together for the kids or some hats or something like that. So let me say hi to Spike.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I got some kayak fishing videos for those kids. Price is right, I tell you.
Say what?
The price is right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got to get the kids involved, right?
It you know, it's funny when I, first of all, good evening, everyone. It's going great on the California coast. We're getting rain, and boy, do we need it. Keeping me off the water for a while, but as soon as the storm passes, we'll be able to put the dry suits on, and it's going to look like most dangerous catch out there getting the crab pots, but we can still get something into the kitchen. Where was I? What was I talking about with all this? You know, when I first started in not in kayak fishing, but in the business, I started meeting all of these industry representatives and from every angle of the sport of recreational fishing. And the one thing that was strong was take a kid fishing. And I was new to it and full of myself, and I'm like, what a joke that is. You know, this is just a bunch of party boat drunkards who are just making another excuse. But as the years went on and I saw what's happened to sport fishing as a community, and as a tradition and an acceptable pastime, the take a kid fishing thing, there is nothing more important than educating the younger generation to sport fishing. And I rant and rave about it on Kayak Fish in the Wild West all the time. But no, whatever you got going there, it sounds great. And you were talking about bringing kids into the show and the chat room?
Well, no, not the chat room, but I was just, I have a phone number set up. I haven't published it yet, but the kids will be able to call in and do a report, or they could upload a segment. You're live, Mr. Becker, and so are you, Stan.
Hey.
So the kids could upload, you know, a segment. You know, if they wanted to do like, if they want to go interview somebody or something like that about fishing, or if they want to talk about a fishing trip that they did, they can either upload an MP3 to Dropbox that I'll publish the URL for, or they can call the phone number and then the message machine will record their report. They can just read it off right there, and then I can convert it over and upload it into the audio clips, but only after we called the phone number back and checked with the parents to make sure that it was okay, and, you know, get their address and everything so that we can send them a T-shirt or an,
I think that's a great idea, and I think just a minimum of parental controls like that is going to be great. And I got to tell you, there aren't too many 10-year-olds that aren't 10 times savvier than me electronically. I think these will make a great contribution.
Yeah, so I know, so like I said, I think we might start with some test runs with Mr. Becker and Hammerhead's boys there, maybe the clone.
I can't wait to hear it.
So, Mr. Becker joining us now from the studio there in Apollo Beach.
Coming to you live from Apollo Beach, Florida.
Roger that. And Scuba Stan, how was it there, man, with all the VIPs in the area?
The VIPs.
Didn't you guys have some VIPs show up this week, in the past day or two?
Oh, Yeah, they're crawling everywhere. I had Newt Gingrich take over our resort, but I just try to keep to myself and not associate with those type folks.
You didn't try pushing any of them off the gangways or anything like that?
It would have made for a laugh.
So Stan, we haven't talked to you in a while, man. What's your outlook for Boondoggle?
We are locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Yeah.
Bought a boat today. I'm ridiculously excited about. My wife is very fortunate enough to get my hand-me-down. And I've already like set half of my garage. It's just a staging area for all of my gear.
It looks like the 32nd Mew getting ready to punch out, right, and head to Afghanistan.
It is. It's so much fun. I mean, even getting ready for it. Once we made the decision to go, and yes, we can make this happen. It's just been ridiculous. In the last couple of days, I bought a kayak. I got Holly a park and pole, from Yak Attack. I bought a camera. I ended up buying the Nikon AW100. I have spent just way too much money.
you would do nothing but save it anyway. So.
Oh yeah, so you can't take it with you.
Right.
And I will say, I've got to give big props to Snake Girl, because it was actually, she was the one that called half of the shops in this country to find the kayak color that I wanted that could be delivered to me in time for the Boondoggle. So big props to Snake Girl.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you guys again down there. Actually, my wife is going to be in your neighborhood, I think, just the week prior to the Boondoggle. So I told her she'd have to look you guys up for dinner or something.
Absolutely. We need to take her to dinner. Show her some low country hospitality.
There you go. So, lost my train of thought there. Must have been kind of an after effect of being pushed into water by a redfish chuck.
Never happens to me.
Never happens to me, that's right. Anyway, so that's cool. Stan, we've got, I think we're up to 28 now. I don't know if Chuck put his name on the list there at Yak Angler, so that might be 29 or 30.
No,
yes,
I'm already on the list.
Oh, you're on the list?
30,
yes.
Yeah, my wife's not on the list, so that'll count for next year.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't, like, I'm on the list, but I don't have the clone, or my wife's coming down too. Now, we're trying to get hooked up with a pedal kayak because she'll have a broken wing. She's getting shoulder surgery done like 10 days prior to the Boondoggle, so she's not going to be much in the mood for paddling. So I'll probably take Hammerhead's trick there and tie a bungee cord on the front of her kayak and be pulling her around if we can't find that. So, but she wants to come down and join us and stuff like that. So she'll be taking pictures, I think.
Hey, Chip, not for nothing, but what a brilliant idea that bungee cord was. I'm sure everybody else in the world knows about that. But I read that and literally sat at the table with my jaw hanging open thinking, you idiot. Why didn't you ever think of that before?
I'm like, I see the great idea editor. I'm like, yeah, that's like freaking golden, man. Because there were times that I was going to do like the old Marine and the half of a paddle and just go after the clone because, you know, I'm paddling to catch up. Oh, I can't do any more paddling. Yank, you know, the freaking whiplash of, you know, the line coming taut there in several instances. And, but the bungee cord, what a great idea. Many props, Mr. Hammerhead there. If you made that up, that's golden, man. So.
And if you didn't, take credit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chip.
Yeah.
You see real quick, I don't mean to cut you off, but Benita Bob said you scored a Hobie for your wife to use.
Oh, sweet, man. Appreciate it, Bob. That's awesome, man. That is totally awesome. So I'll have a special Sweetwater or Boondoggle beer. I have not yet found a supplier for the Boondoggle beer yet, but I will hunt some down. And we'll have some Sweetwater there, too. Bring a couple tackle boxes with me. They let you drink down there, right, Haywood?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Just don't leave your beer out.
Don't leave it out? Some old guy in a coat and a goatee with a big camera walk by and steal it?
You gotta watch out for the locals down there.
Hey, man, it was just sitting there. There wasn't no lock on it, right? I want to say hi to Jim Van Pelt there joining us in the chat room. Welcome aboard, Jim. Glad to have you with us. So, anyways, so we kind of recapped the weekend. We talked about the KFR Kids program just a little bit, and that'll just keep an eye open. We'll publish it in one of the shows here and online with the phone number to call in or in the link if you want to upload a MP3 file, and then we'll have a little special package there to send out to the kids when they give a report. But I think Mark and Adam will join up on it too. So, what else do we need to talk about? What have you guys been? I know what Haywood and Greg and Wheeler. You're how's it going up there? Your end of the neighborhood, man.
Going good. Signed up for a Bassmaster Open tournament, which is just one step underneath the Elite Series. Give you an idea, it's just to win the co-angler, it's a $35,000 prize package, including cash and a boat and everything else, on a lake or a body of water, the James River, that is known for being to make anglers lose their mind. So, and I know how to fish it. I've done it a bunch of times, so I'm stoked about that. I just produced my first mullet bait for the Boondoggle. Hopefully I have a bunch of them made up for everyone down there. Just, you know, pounding it out right now. Waiting the less than four weeks till I get to make the pilgrimage south.
I'm sorry, I was typing something in the chat room. Did you say you got a mullet haircut for the Boondoggle?
Yeah. Trust me, I am silky smooth in the great category.
Okay, all right. Cool. Stan, how's it been going your way, man? You've been out on the water. Did you actually take delivery of the new kayak today or just put the money down for it?
Just forked over the cash today. It's being shipped direct from Jackson, so hopefully next week. But that gives me time to rig it.
Uh-huh.
You know, put my everything, all the gadgets I need to put on it.
So you got you one of those?
Go ahead.
You got you one of those big-headed tree hugger dumper kayaks?
Yes, absolutely.
It's all right. No, that's
hope I don't have the same problem.
No, your head is like half the size of mine, man. So you don't have to worry about it.
Please.
Yeah, you're golden, man. No, it's a great kayak. They're really cool. Oh, you got some stickers to put on it and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I've been hanging on to some of my KFR stickers from the Boondoggle.
Okay. What color?
Last time I was on... Oh, sorry. I got the Urban Camouflage.
Oh, sweet. Cool. I'm sorry, you said last time you were on the water?
Oh, it's the last time I was on a kayak was test driving D.D. Olson's, which is really cool. He was awesome enough to let me try out his boat, and also he found a guy, a friend of his, that had the 2012 ride. So I was able to try them both out and make a solid decision. Both are outstanding boats, but the seat definitely won me over for the Cuda.
Cool,
but
yeah.
I haven't really... Besides fishing in a pond with a snake girl, I've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
And actually, this week, we're moving a World War II submarine into the marina. So it's taken quite a bit of preparation and planning to make that go over without it ripping in half.
Oh. Wow. That's kind of cool, man. You have to have some pictures posted up, man, with that new
nightcap.
Which
one is it? I will.
Which one is it?
The Clamagore? The USS Clamagore? In Charleston, South Carolina, you have, it's called Patriots Point. It's where the USS Yorktown sits. There's also the Clamagore and a battleship Laffey, the ship that wouldn't sink. And they are relocating the, and it's right beside the marina, they're relocating the submarine, which is in poor condition, into my marina on Monday night. So it'll be exciting to see how she holds up. But they were able to knock a hole in her external hull with a pressure washer, so I'm a little concerned.
Oh, man.
That's bad.
So I'm ready to get that behind me and go down to Chokoloski and have a great big old time.
Yeah, there's some other... I know that somebody posted that video there on the Chokoloski snook there, but there's a couple other. If you do the video search, just put Chokoloski in there. There's some really cool vids of folks paddling around the area and stuff like that. So I think we're in for a really good time. So
hey, Chuck, just remember those videos were all taken probably before this cold snap.
Yeah, it's true.
So if you do catch snook down there, be extremely careful with them and make sure they get back in the water in good shape. That's our future.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's really bad. I had some friends go down there and they said it was dismal. It was, and there's plenty of little ones, but not very many big ones to be seen.
Right. Yeah, that
little
was kind
ones,
of
five.
Go ahead.
The little ones like to eat flies. I like catching the little ones.
Right. Now I've been.
I
could
hear that.
You zoom in on the Google Maps there or Bing Maps and kind of look around. You can see to the east of Chokoloski there. You've got that dark area from all the tannic water coming out of that river there. What is that? The Turner River or something like that? Turkey River or something?
Turner River, that's just, it's not tannic water, that's just a deep hole there.
Yeah? Ooh,
yeah.
It looks good, though. Yeah, there's all kinds of little nooks and crannies around there, oyster bars and stuff like that.
Yeah,
huh?
The Turner's good. You just, if you're going to fish the Turner, you've got to watch yourself. You need to stay close to the shoreline. Because, there'll be a lot of boats going up and down the Turner.
Oh,
and,
okay.
There are guys out there that do not like kayakers. I'm going to warn you right now. So if you stay, towards, don't stay in the middle. Don't stay off to one side. You'll be fine.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see what we
get
down.
But it's cool. I've been up the Turner all the way to... there's a lake up there. I can't remember the name of the lake that you come to. And it was absolutely packed with blue crabs. I mean, thousands upon thousands of blue crabs.
Hmm.
They were everywhere.
Nothing was eating them?
No, nothing was eating them. I was chasing them, trying to catch them.
Uh-huh.
Put them in my kayak, but they would crawl out.
There's one little, looks like an open area to the right. As you go up the Turner, it kind of does a triple fork there. There's one to the right. It says Mud Bay, Hurdles Creek.
I think it was Mud Bay. That's where we were.
And then there's one to the left that looks like there's a couple of little smaller ones in there and stuff like that. It looks like there's one or two that only a kayak can get back into, or a real skinny flats boat, Yinu or something.
Well, there's lots of those little skinny flats boats there.
Yeah. Oh. No, I'm stoked, man. I'm thinking maybe a little mini tarpon still be hanging out there somewhere, or maybe a little baby Goliath grouper that might want to have a little pierced lip or something. But looks very cool. We're all stoked about it.
Bill, what's the possibility of running into small tarpon there still?
In the river, you'll run into big tarpon.
Oh.
I mean big tarpon. I've got a spot for little tarpon, and it depends on how cold it gets that they'll go up into this. If it gets really cold, they'll go back there. And if it's really windy and we can't really fish, you know, the outside, we can make a trip up here. I'm probably going to make a trip before the boondoggle and go down there and check this spot out. I drove by it the other day and meant to drive by it today on my way back, but I got pressed for time. But I was going to check it out and, see what's going on. But they've been back there before in the wintertime. And this is the only time I go down there is in February. So, you know, you can have really great conditions, or the wind can blow and blow and blow and blow, and then it'll suck.
Well, where's your old Slappy Jack there or whatever?
Slappy Jack.
You're a little crazy, little crazy guy there. You need to give him a couple of cigars here in the next few weekends.
Yeah. Slappy Jack like rum.
Well, get him some that gum rum, man.
Rum and cheese grits.
Rum and cheese grits. Okay.
With shrimp.
Shrimp. It gives you that strength. So.
Shrimp. Yeah.
Well, that's we'll kind of go do the roll call. Bill, what's your plans for the weekend, man?
Mr. Becker and I have plans Sunday.
Yeah.
Reconnoiter. Yeah, we're checking out a spot.
All right. A little secret action there. Put a little camo on your face and stuff like that. Becker, I thought you were doing some kind of a tourney this weekend.
No, the tournament's the following weekend.
Oh, okay. So you guys are getting your... Okay, yeah, all right. All right, so that's what they're doing. Chuck, what are you up to?
We're going to be testing out kayak seats. Yeah.
Testing out kayak seats. Good.
And actually, we will be testing out a kayak seat.
Good.
Certainly, we'll see. We'll see how many times I can hook myself or my seat on treble hooks and what I can and can't reach, and go from there.
Yeah, that little air cool thing there. We have to talk about that with the treble hooks down in your lap. So.
Yeah, I mentioned it today, and he said, "Oh."
Didn't think about that, right?
Yeah.
It's fun to work with them, though. I hope we can help them out. Chuck, what are you doing this weekend, man?
Actually, I'm working.
Sweet.
I'll be out there. Yeah, I'll be out there handling Fish and Supply Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if anybody's in the Central Florida area, want to drop on by and say hello. And I'll be stocking up on all things needed for boondoggle fun activities.
All right.
But sometime in between all that, I'm going to go and try and catch the giant trout I saw today.
Catch a big giant trout, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
One more thing, quick, real
okay.
quick.
Okay.
Guys, if you can, please do me a huge favor. Go to Facebook if you're on Facebook. And I posted a little thing on my wall about a program called Early Steps. Early Steps is a nonprofit organization that is one of the things slated to be cut from the budget of the state of Florida in 2013, I think. Early Steps is the program that my youngest is in. They send out a physical therapist to my house. It costs me and my wife absolutely nothing. And they've done wonders for us, and it
pisses me off that it's one of those things that could be cut from families like my own who have definitely benefited from it. So the page is Save Early Steps. It's capital S A V E early with a capital E and steps with a capital S. Just go to the page and like the page. And if you get a chance, write to your congresspeople about not getting rid of things like this that are very valuable to families like mine. There you go. Appreciate it.
Folks are already clicking on liking it, so just checked it out there myself. Will do, man.
Thanks, man.
Good to hear that stuff's going. Java chick is headed out to do some laundry there. Lozier, you just take your laundry home or send it home, UPS, and then have Chris do it. Rob.
Yes.
What are you doing, man?
Sunday is the day.
Sunday?
Not sure. Yeah, it's dependent on the weather, where we're going to go. Mm-hmm. But trout bite, like really nice big trout, are really active right now. So we're going to try to see if we can get out after those over the weekend. And
cool.
That's the plan. So, unfortunately, I might miss the first football game.
But,
I'll definitely be home for the second one.
Cool. All right. Stan. Get that submarine parked in there, man, so get it all tied down and everything.
Yeah, between worrying about that, I'm planning on photocopying Google Earth of Sokolowski.
You know, I was going to bring that up, Chip. That's an excellent idea for people that have not been down there. You need to either buy a chart or print out Google Earth and laminate it and take it with you.
Dummy cord it, tie it to your kayak.
Yes, because the GPS is nice, but you can get in places where it doesn't pick up reception, and GPS is a straight line line of sight to and from, and you can get turned around back there real easy if you haven't been there before.
Right.
So that's an excellent idea.
There's also, I use a site called mytopo.com, mytopo.com, and you you can go in there and make maps and then print them out at different sizes and stuff like that. You can put them on, you can get a big chart, and you can overlay like the satellite view on it and stuff like that, and then you can save it to like a thumb drive and take it to a place like Kinko's Copies or something like that and print it off large size. So I do that when I need some charts custom made or something. And you got time still, too. They can actually build some charts for you, like 1 to 50s or 1 to 24s, 1 to 15s, all different scales. So,
see, if somebody was really cool, they'd go in and they'd build a Boondoggle Sokolowski chart.
Right.
That
and
folks
then put,
could either distribute
put the link,
or go in and download. Yeah, and folks
and
could print
it
out. Put
the link up, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We can play with that.
You just volunteered yourself.
I'm just saying.
I can't spell my topo, so I couldn't do that. But I'd certainly be willing to support you.
That's a number for 911.
If you get lost, just be next to Mr. Becker. He's like 9 feet tall. You just stand up and look over the mangroves.
I know, right? You know, I threatened Chuck with that, and he met him this weekend. He's like looking up at him, and it's like, holy cow, this dude is tall, man. If you guys haven't met Becker, he's like 7'9", man. This dude's
giant huge. Kayak fisherman.
Yeah, he is, man. He's
strong like bull, smart like tractor.
Same with the Swanee refugee, man. He's about 6'9" and about 100 pounds.
Yeah.
So he's in a Liquid Logic kayak, and he's all scrunched up in it, you know, looking like a Shaq in a compact car.
In a Volkswagen Bug?
Yeah.
Quite a sight.
He's got like toe holes cut out from the sink, right? He's got little toes sticking up out in the front of the kayak, kind of thing.
I'm not kidding you, man. Those foot pegs are maxed out on that, and he's all scrunched up in it, man. Like in the fetal position almost, you know?
Try the bigger yak, man. Wheeler, what's your plans, man? You gonna be pre-fishing for June?
I've got a couple terms before that. So actually tomorrow, actually in a couple hours, I'm gonna make the drive out to Bugs Island, aka Kerr Reservoir. I'm meeting my the pro quote unquote angler. They're at 4, and we're heading out and doing some pre-fishing and just getting an idea of the whole lake. So this way we can break down where the bass are already staging now, because then they will eventually move up when the tournament starts in March. So,
you kid, man. He just wants to see how goofy you are on the back deck of his boat, man.
Oh, that too, but.
Dude, did you see the thing from Bassmaster that they ruled against the multiple lures, your umbrella rigs and stuff like that?
Yes, I did, and that's a great, great thing.
Yeah, so.
But if you want to watch the weigh-in from the first open tournament, you can tomorrow and Saturday, 3 o'clock on Bassmaster.com.
Wow.
It's a fully live weigh-in. You can see the co-anglers and see how goofy they look, and the anglers, and see how goofy they are, and the goofy MC. So,
right.
A lot of fun.
Okay. Nate, you take it easy out there on the road tonight.
Yeah, we'll do.
All right, man. Get some fishing in.
Yeah, I've got my tractor's down. I've got the top end of the motor taken apart in my shop. I've got a rental, so I've got to get it put back together before next week. But if I don't get to fish this weekend, I might be institutionalized. Thinking about doing some catfishing. It's been a while since I've been catfishing. So,
you know, I went with a guy. He's a member of the Georgia Kayak Fishing Crew here, and he's like a pro catfish tournament guy. He's a paraplegic, but he loves to fish in a kayak because it really gives him a lot of freedom to do it. But the guy is an awesome fisherman, and he taught me for catfishing a bait that I had never thought of, but is an awesome bait: chicken wings.
Wings. Everybody loves wings.
No, not weenies. Wings. Chicken wings.
Yeah, wingies.
Oh yeah, wingies. Yeah.
Tommy boy loves wingies.
Yeah.
How do you bait those?
He just takes a chicken wing, man, and puts it on a big old 8-0 circle hook. He don't go for little squealers, man. He's after some big old cats. So
I may have to check that out.
Take some Pro-Cure or something like that, or some gulp spray and squirt on those rascals, man.
I would about just using the wing. I'd probably put some scent on there. I'm sure everybody's using chicken livers wrapped in bacon for catfish too.
See, when I tried using livers, they just fall apart, you know.
That's what the bacon's for.
But that chicken
that
wing.
A perfectly good bacon.
Yeah, there's no reason to put bacon in one of
those.
Why
would
someone
say
bacon?
Yeah.
Make it
part of the country. If we try that, we just end up catching turtle.
Turtle.
Liver is just.
You know, you take care of that turtle issue, man. You put a couple of rocks out there, and you get you a .22 with a scope and take care of the turtle issue.
I've got a buddy that loads a mean bird shot, 40 caliber load. It works real good on the water.
So, all right, well, get some fishing in, man, and we'll see you next time. Spiker, cool. Spike and Ike Show, Wild West, tomorrow night.
Kayak Fishing the Wild West with Isaac the Nothing Miller tomorrow night. I think we're going to talk about lead weights, the controversy and issues surrounding that. And I'm going to spend my weekend planning some fishing because the creeks and rivers are filling up. We got storms coming through for 4 or 5 days at least. But and I was thinking catfishing. Catfishing's always dependable, especially when nothing else is going on. And I guess our catfishing around here is going to be sturgeon, so I'm going to look at that too.
Use chicken wings for sturgeon?
you know, for your, it's the craziest thing for sturgeon, because you're using these big baits, 7-aught, 8-aught hooks, and you're packing these tiny little shrimps on them that you get in the bait shop. And it's the most ridiculous-looking presentation, but they just come with that Hoover-matic mouth of theirs and suck those things right up.
Yeah.
A big ghost shrimp. We also have pretty big shrimps, 4 or 5 inches long.
Those
and
are
an
prawns,
inch around.
Buddy. Those are
What's
prawns,
that?
Man. Those are prawns.
Yeah, prawns. And you can use a, I can't remember what it's called all of a sudden, the slurp gun to suck them out of the sand, or you can dig them with a shovel. But that's a good natural bait. Not too many people use it, a naturally collected bait. And those are sensational, not only for the sturgeon, but for catching halibut and striped bass and pretty much all the species that are going to come in and spawn over that mud. So it's just planning for me this weekend. I'm gonna be sitting at my desk all weekend, I think.
All right. Well, if I get bored, I'll bother you.
I look forward to hearing from you, Tree Hugger.
Okay, Spiger. All right, so, we got Kayak Fishing Radio on 5 nights a week. Spike there, Dennis Spike, the original kayakfishing.com, and Isaac the Nothing Miller, our host for Friday night from Portland, Oregon, and Bodega Bay, California. So listen in, check them out. I'll be talking West Coast. Monday nights, we kick it off with Chuck and his excellence. On Tuesdays, we've got the Double L crew, the Loziers, out of West Virginia. We've got on Wednesday nights at Mitwalk is the Wheeler talking about all of his rip-lipping green fish deals out there. So y'all check it out. And we'll do it again next Thursday. And appreciate y'all for calling in. Mr. Becker, you guys have a good weekend. Rob?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Check us out, kayakfishingradio.com, yakangler.com, Chuck's Kayak Adventures, all of those. We've got some links up there. Check it out. We'll see you next week. I'm out.